Dalet Vav, continuing with the laws of Malacha on Erev Pesach. Pashas is the most understand that this Mishnah is talking about the morning of the 14th day in a place where you generally have an Isser Malacha, you have the practice of not doing Malacha. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Ko Malacha Shehischa B'Kodom Larba Asar, if you had started this particular Malacha, this activity before the 14th, Gomer Ba'Arba Asar, even though generally you don't do malacha, but you're allowed to finish what you started before. So don't start it. Even though you could finish this activity in a couple hours in the morning, you shouldn't start it at all because it's the makom shenoagu shelo lasas malacha. But there is an exception. There are three categories of work which is permitted in the morning of Erev Pesach, and these are necessary for people to be able to prepare for Yontif. These are they, hachayotin, the tailors, because they're going to need to fix people's clothes for Yontif, hasaparim, the barbers, vehakovsin, and the laundromats, because those people are going to be doing every last minute effort on Erev Yontif before Chatzos to take care. And that's something we should be mindful about Erev Pesach. We have a lot of things going on, but we should make sure that for those who shave, to shave before Chatzos and to do these preparations, because after Chatzos there is an Isser Malacha. Rabbi Yosef says, Av Haratz Anhin. Also the people who make shoes, there's a special heter, because especially the Ole Regalim, they used to come up on before Pesach. People need shoes, they would allow those to be done. Mishnah Zayin, another type of work, and we're going to transition to talking about Chol HaMoed here, which also has, it's not a malacha, that's not totally a minag, it's actually usher to do malacha on Chol HaMoed unless it's a dover of it. It's something which is a crucial need. The person would lose out if they didn't do that work. And there's the malach locust in the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. Rishonim discuss whether or not malacha on Chol HaMoed is an isur to oraisa or an isur to rabbanim. Malach locust Rishonim, and here it's only a question of a minag. But the same thing, once we get into the afternoon of Erev Pesach, then it's going to be the equivalent. There is an Isser Malacha, just like in some respects in Chol HaMoed. So let's say you have a case. Moshiv and Shokhan, the Tarnagon of Rabba Asar, the Tarnagon of Shabarcha, Machzir and Oslam Makoma. You have a Tarnagolas, a chicken, and you have eggs, so you're allowed to put the chicken on top of the eggs to warm up the eggs, and a chicken that ran away, you can bring it back to its place. Vim Mesa, but if it died, Moshiv and Acheres Tachteh, because you don't want to lose the eggs. Same thing in Chol HaMoed. This is like a dover oven. Gorf and mitachas ragla beima barba asar uvemoed misalkin letzdadim. On the 14th, you're allowed to scrape out. Gorfin literally means to scrape out, like grufa we saw in the Mishnayos in Maseches Shabbos. If there's garbage underneath the feet of the animals, you're allowed to haul it out. But b'moed on Chol HaMoed, you just push it to the side. It's too much effort to have to take it all the way out. Molich and Mevian Kalem Besa Uman, you can take to and bring from vessels from the craftsman's house who fixed or his shop fix things for you. Aval Pisha in Latar Chamoid, the Chiddush is, even though it's not for this particular Yontif, on Erev Pesach allowed to pick it up. However, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to bring vessels or clothing to the Uman if it is on Chol HaMoed, and you're not allowed to bring home from him if it's not Letzorech HaMoed. Adkan Mishnah Zayin.